Notice verse 11 there, boys and girls. The prophet is giving a personal word here about the Lord, how the Lord is his teacher. The Lord is our Father in heaven. One thing that a father does is to teach his children. And that's what your mom and dad do. There are many things to you, but they are teachers. They're your first instructors. I mean, you don't go to school till later on in life. Your early instruction, your foundational instruction, the most important instruction is the instruction in the home that you get from your father and from your mother. They taught you to say the first words. They taught you to walk and so many other things. They taught you to eat and so many basic things in life we learned from our parents. And God is a heavenly Father, and he teaches us all the things that we need for the spiritual life. And you'll notice here that in the verse, the prophet says, with a strong hand and instructed me that I should walk in the way of this people. You see, sometimes our parents not only have to use the word and to speak to us, very often we need something more than that. We need a strong hand. And your mom and dad will be a strong hand in your life. They'll stop you going to places. They might even have to exercise some discipline in your life by restricting you, by confining you, even on occasions. We trust that they're very rare, but even on occasions, they may have to administer even firmer discipline with the rod, as the Bible teaches. So we need a strong hand as well. And it's good when your mom and dad have that strong hand in love and kindness, accompanying the teaching that they give you by the word. Our Lord in heaven is our Father. He teaches us, but he also chastens us. And he accompanies it with a strong hand. He keeps us back from going to places that harm us. You see, it's about the walk, isn't it? That you shouldn't walk in the way of this people. You shouldn't walk in the way of the world. They don't want you to walk the walk of a criminal. They don't want you to walk a walk that will cause you to end up in jail. They don't want you to walk a walk that will cause you to end up even in a worse place than that, in hell. And so they have to use the word and also a strong and a firm hand. And we thank God that we have a heavenly Father that knows how to do all of this lovingly and kindly unto us. And your parents will also do it lovingly and kindly unto you. They'll not be cruel. They'll not torture you. But all of this will be loving and kind. And may the Lord bless your parents as they minister the word and discipline to you. And you have to submit to it, boys and girls, and obey your mom and dad, as we all have to obey our Father in heaven. So the Lord bless you. Let us pray. Lord, bless these boys and girls. May they be under thy wing. May their Sabbath school teachers have all leading and guidance and all anointing of the Holy Spirit to instruct them. And may the word get into their hearts. And may thy good and gracious hand guide them all their days until at last they be brought into the heavenly rest to be with thee forevermore. Through Jesus Christ our Lord we pray. Amen.